Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, breaking glass everywhere. If you haven't seen it, if you're a Jet fan, you're probably going to be very excited. We've just learned from Adam Schefter that the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are trading edge rusher Hassan Reddick to the Jets for a conditional third-round pick. If he plays a certain number of snaps, 2/3% and gets 10 sacks, something along that lines. We haven't seen the full details of this trade yet. It will be a second-rounder. So it's a conditional third-rounder, could be converted into a second-rounder for the Eagles trading Hassan Reddick to the New York Jets. I mean, this is a humongous, I won't say upgrade, but it's a big deal. Bryce Huff had made himself into an every down player. He was an effective edge rusher last year, double-digit sacks, as we all know. He walked in free agency and went to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles, however, were now stacked on that side of the ball, and they in turn traded Hassan Reddick to the New York Jets. He's bounced around, interestingly, the last couple of years, but he's been great wherever he's been.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He's absolutely. And so this is a great signing, or a great trade, I should say, for the New York Jets. And it replaces a big deal.
What the hell was that? Was that Evan?
Yeah, maybe Evan heard that from his seat.
Know,
as he watches the Mets get one hit, he gets this. By the way, Teek, this is from Schefter, too. Hassan Reddick does not have a new deal with the Jets and is now entering the last year of his contract.
That's
if the Jets don't extend him and he leaves in free agency, the Jets would get a compensatory pick.
Right. That's all. I mean, it's so this is likely the Eagles not wanting to extend Hassan Reddick. Just wasn't part of their current and or future plans, and so they trade him because they feel like they've replaced him with Bryce Huff, and they hope that, at least Hassan Reddick hopes, that the Jets now will give him a long-term deal to end his career. Because, I mean, he's bounced around a little bit these last couple of years, but he's still a really good player.
And Teek, if you want to play the conspiracy theory game, we'll play it right now. So, there was a report, not really a report. Colleen Wolf was talking on her podcast. This was late Wednesday night. I was actually on the air when it happened. She was talking about how she heard from a reliable source that Bobby Sala, Robert Sala, got into it with Woody Johnson at the meetings, and it was a little bit awkward. Woody Johnson the next day went on Twitter and was like, yeah, nah, there's no truth to that. And then Colleen had to come out later and said, yeah, I've heard from other people, and you know, I take it back, whatever. It wasn't what I made it out to be. And look, I think it was Charlie Sheen that said, I would deny rumors, but they're all true. So I'm sure there was some truth to that. And maybe now you see a move like this, perhaps the offseason and adding all these offensive players, maybe Robert Saleh's like, dude, I need some more dogs. I need some more guys on defense. Can you get me somebody? And then here comes this trade a day later.
You might not be wrong, because we know with the Jets, I almost said Eagles, but we know what the Jets have done this offseason. It's been left tackle, it's right tackle, Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, respectively, and then John Simpson at left guard. Then you bring in Mike Williams, Tyrod Taylor you sign as your backup. So it's all been offense. And you know why it's been offense? Because their defense has been fantastic. But if you don't score points, they're not winning.
And you got to please Aaron Rodgers. That's not shade. You just have to. You got to get guys around him to put up points.
You have to do that, because if you don't score points, regardless of how good your defense is, like we saw last year, they're going to get fired. So they had to address the offensive deficiencies and find another wide receiver, a bigger, not really a blazing target, but you don't really need that because you have Garrett Wilson. But Mike Williams is a really big targeted wide receiver. I think he'll be great with Aaron Rodgers. So you had to do those things. But we know Robert Saleh is a defensive guy.
Yeah.
Right? That, I mean, he earned his stripes in San Francisco where all they did was draft defense. Defense, defense, defense. Layer on defense. All right, that guy walks. We got someone else that we drafted 2 years ago. We're fine. And so you could tell he's always wanted defense. And I'm not saying that they were arguing over that, but clearly something moved in the side of Robert Saleh because he got one of the really good edge rushers in the NFL in Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, when I first heard about that story and because like I said, I was on the air, my first initial reaction to it was, I'm assuming if there was a fight and it got awkward, it was about Zach Wilson. Because Woody Johnson's the only guy on this planet that thinks Zach Wilson can play. And Woody came out this week and said, well, if we don't trade Zach Wilson, which by the way, you're never trading Zach Wilson. No one is trading for Zach Wilson. Justin Fields got a 6-round pick. You're not getting squat for Zach Wilson.
No.
And he goes, we're not going to release him. So we can't quit Zach Wilson. I don't know what the hell they have him doing there. And if he's your third string quarterback, back with Aaron Rodgers, who's now injury prone and coming off a major injury, and he's not Benjamin Button. He's getting older in the worst way. Mm-hmm. And you have Tyrod Taylor, who gets hurt a lot. We could be in a scenario where Zach Wilson's playing football games. So my initial thought, Teak, was they were arguing about Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Perhaps they were arguing about personnel. Look, I need more defenders. And now here we are a couple days later, and the Jets, and if you're just tuning in, you're coming back from the Met game. By the way, Mets 1-1. They lose the home opener opening day here. There is some good news if you're a Jet fan because they make a massive trade for Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, they are so deep now in their edge rushers. Obviously, Jermaine Johnson, who they drafted 2 years ago. Michael Clemens was also drafted later round, fourth rounder a couple years ago as well. Will McDonald last year. John Franklin-Myers is still here. Like they're heavy. And now you add Hassan Reddick. They have options on the edge, and I guess it's kind of where football is going these days, and it's really the role that Bryce Huff played last year for the Jets, where he was a situational pass rusher. You could slide someone else inside who also had edge rushing ability, and you put him on a guard, right, who's not used to the speed or the maneuverability of an edge rusher. Now he's down at a 3 technique on a guard, and it gives you an advantage if you can scheme it correctly. And so I think that's in Robert's mind why he wants these defensive linemen, edge rushers, so you have versatility on how to attack quarterbacks. We know what the football is, right? Have a top-end quarterback and have guys that can get after the quarterback. So huge trade for the Jets, getting in Hassan Reddick, who was on the last year of his deal. I mean, hopefully if he produces and performs, that you know the Jets maybe make this a long-term deal for Hassan Reddick. I'm sure that's what he would want because it was not going to get paid in Philadelphia. That's the only reason that you trade him. But now the Jets' defense feels like they got a little bit of a piece of the pie of all the free agent spending or the moves that were happening for this Jets offense this offseason.
Yeah, and Schefter broke the news, and he said it's for a conditional 2026 third-round pick. That could be a second. And then he did one of those things, Teak. You know when you make a mistake and you do a little asterisk?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if not, it's a 2026 third-round pick. So I don't know what the hell he meant by that, but he tweeted that above that. So I don't know what that means, but that's what we're dealing with. And yes, Reddick does not have a contract now with the Jets. If they have a new deal with the Jets and now entering the last year of his contract, if the Jets don't extend him and he leaves in free agency, the Jets would get a compensatory to pick back. So that's where we're at right now. And the Jets, their offseason started out slow. Joe Douglas was taking a nap. He didn't do anything. And it's fast and furious. As you know, Teague, the NFL is not baseball. The free agency is fast. It's furious. Right. A lot of guys get signed quickly. And the Jets basically did squat. Now all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, man, Joe Douglas, the Jets are having a damn good offseason. Aaron Rodgers has decided he doesn't want to be the vice president and he actually wants to be the quarterback. You've added wide receivers. You've added offensive linemen. Now you get a dog pass rusher here, and you look at this Jets team. Look, you're in a conference with Patrick Mahomes, so it's an uphill battle, but the Jets have to be all in here because Aaron Rodgers at any point can basically be like, you know what, I'm going to go back to Hana Lee, and I'm going to get the hell out of here, and I'm not going to be a quarterback anymore.
4 more years?
Yeah, 4 more years, my ass. Who knows how long this guy's going to play for? So you have to build up this roster, and Joe Douglas knows that, and we talk about this with the Giants, with Shane and Dable. Look, the seat's got to be hot for Saleh and for Douglas. They mm-hmm. got to win. If this doesn't work out here, I know Aaron Rodgers has pumped them up, but if this doesn't work out, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
So they got to be in a win now type of situation.
I believe in Joe Douglas.
Yeah, as long as Aaron Rodgers is pumping them up, they're safe.
I believe in Robert Saleh.
But if Rodgers goes down again and it's Tyrod Taylor or heaven forbid Zach Wilson, you know, they're going to be out of here.
Yeah.
So they got to build up this roster. So again, there was this reported, which has now been sort of debunked, fight or argument between Woody Johnson and Robert Saleh at the owners meetings here this week, but clearly something is up because they go out and they make this massive trade a couple of days after
now,
a fight.
Now, I don't know.
Allegedly.
Robert Saleh has not said anything regarding this alleged fight. I'm assuming that means he's just not going to comment on it. But obviously, Woody Johnson denied it. But when you start looking at it, you were mentioning it, Luke, this offseason for the Jets has turned out to be really good.
Yes.
Now, some of these guys are kind of in a you-have-to-prove-it stage. Mike Williams, I'm not saying he's older, but he's getting a little bit older.
Injury prone.
And he's been injury prone. Yep. Missed a lot of time. Tyron Smith, same thing.
Same thing.
Not that he's ancient. He's not old by any stretch.
Football standards.
Standards. He's been hurt a lot.
Yep.
And so he's kind of in a prove-it year. John Simpson and Morgan Moses, I think they're more steady than those other guys. But Tyrod Taylor, should he have to play? It's the same thing. You got to be healthy. I like Tyrod Taylor. I think he's great for locker rooms, just like he was last year for the Giants. But you got to be healthy when called upon. But the biggest, you know, acquisition, and it's not even an acquisition because he was already on the team, is just Aaron Rodgers being healthy, right? We didn't realize that in real time because we knew it and we saw the hype in the offseason chronicled on Hard Knocks, but we got four plays and then he was down. And so it's kind of like you're getting him brand new all over again for the year. So a lot of moves that the Jets have made, and this is pre-draft. Who knows what they're going to do in a draft? And there's so many options. If they go tight end, they go kid Brock Bowers.
Which they're favored to do right now, betting odds-wise.
If they do that, it means that they feel like they're ready to win because he feels like a luxury, right? If you're drafting high in the draft, top 10-ish, like the Jets are and the Giants, you got to draft for like longevity. Get a guy who's going to be here for a while, be a staple for us. If you draft a tight end at 10, which I don't know in the last time a tight end's been drafted, I guess...
It usually doesn't go well.
Right.
It's tough to take a tight end in the top 10 because unless they're like Kelce or Antonio Gates...
Right, but you don't even know. But those guys are late. We're later.
I'm starting to think of guys like Eric Ebron. I think out of North Carolina might have been in the top 10. There's been guys, but it's always a stretch. But when you have Aaron Rodgers, you got to get guys around him because outside of Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, they don't have a lot of playmakers. Now, they added Mike Williams, who's a playmaker, can get down the field, stretch the field, but he's been hurt a lot. If you could get Bowers, who's a beast, a tight end, Georgia, you could get guys around Aaron Rodgers, and it's a See, they're walking a tightrope here because it's about making Aaron happy, which you have to do. If they draft, a defensive player, Aaron's going to be like, yo, I need more weapons. But Robert Saleh, on the other hand, Teek, is like, I need defensive players. He's a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah.
And I think that's the balance that Douglas and Woody have to walk here. And maybe sometimes things get heated about the direction of the team. But bottom line is this. The Reddick trade for the Jets here, if you're just tuning in, amazing trade for them. They get a great pass rusher. And now, all of a sudden, the Jets are having an fantastic offseason. Their quarterback decided he wanted to play the quarterback and not be the vice president. And now they're adding all these guys around him. You still haven't even gotten to the draft yet.
Yes.
So things are looking really good for the Jets right now.
Yeah, they are. By the way, Kyle Pitts, that's who I was thinking of. He was the last tight end.
To Atlanta.
Yeah. He was the number four pick. But he's not really.
He's a wide receiver.
Exactly. He's not really a wide
receiver. Bowers is a tight end.
Bowers lines up at the edge of the line of scrimmage. He can do the other stuff as well, but his body physically looks like a tight end, whereas Kyle Pitts is more of a big wide receiver. So that's the latest news. The Jets surprising everybody because this one kind of came out of nowhere. Hassan Reddick getting traded to the Jets for a conditional third rounder could convert to a second rounder with playing time and production if he gets 10 sacks or plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.